الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم به ثم يردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite praise, all glory is due to Allah Azza wa Jalla, our Creator, the Giver of life and the Causer of death, the one and only our Sustainer, the Everlasting, the Ever-Living. And peace and blessings and salutations be upon our beloved, prestigious, honorable Messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and upon his noble, illustrious and beautiful family, and upon the illustrious and beautiful companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal shower upon you all on this blessed and noble day of Jumu'ah. And may our attendance become a means for our guidance, for our purification, for our salvation and success in the dunya and the hereafter. Allahumma ameen. And may we all be raised together, united beneath the flag of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah, and enter with him in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma ameen. Today's topic of speech is an important reminder for us all, especially given the fact that we've been burying quite a few of our family and friends from the community in the last 2 weeks or so. So this is a reminder for me and for all of the brothers and sisters, for those who are present and those who are listening. The life that we have from the very moment of our arrival here in the dunya, from the moment that we become acutely aware of who we are and what we are, and we gain some understanding of our faculties, we are constantly told to remember things. Our parents constantly remind us, Beta, remember this and remember this and remember this. You're reminded that these are your parents. You look at your children and you say, look, I'm your mommy, I'm your daddy. We remind our children that these are your family members, these are your brothers and these are your sisters. We remind our children that these are your friends. And these are the names of the objects that you see around you. And these are the things that are important to us. We remind our children their own address. What's your address? What's your house number? What's your postcode? We remind our children of the money that they accumulate. Make sure you keep that money safe. Remember where you put that money? Remember the gifts that such and such individual gave to you? We remind our children of the important things in life, like perhaps the PIN for your card, or something to access your password. We remind our children some secrets that we have shared with them, to keep them secret and not to share them with anyone else. We remind them the importance of education. You have to study. You have to get a degree. You have to work hard. These constant reminders are there. And we as parents are reminding our children, brush your teeth, make sure you change your clothes, make sure you grab your bag, make sure you do this, make sure you do that. We remind them that, beta, one day you are going to get married. We are constantly reminding our children about them and their responsibilities and the important things in life. We remind our spouses the appointments in life, about the flights and the holidays that we have booked. We remember every single thing under the sun. On the face of the earth, there is nothing that we don't remember. From the time that you woke up today, you've probably been reminded 10 times by your wife, or 10 times by your husband, or your family members, you need to do this today, this today, this today. You have this errand and this to do, and X, Y, and Z. And even before you came to the masjid, perhaps sitting in the masjid, you were checking your phone, okay, I need to remember this after Jummah, I need to remember this after work, I need to remember this, 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 this. And then bless Alexa and bless Siri and so many other AI who are constantly reminding us. But remember all of these mundane, these trivial, these arbitrary things in life. But we actually forget one of the perhaps most important reminders that every single one of us forget to remind ourselves, and more importantly, that we forget to remind our children that we are here for something far more greater, for something far more significant, for something far more important in our lives. And this is the reminder that will keep you alive. This is the reminder that will keep you focused. It is the reminder that will keep you on your path. Because everything else in life, the things that we have just mentioned, if you miss them, you miss them. Nobody cares, apart from your wife or perhaps your mom and dad. And once you die or you move on, nobody will care that whether you did it or not. That's it, khalas, you're gone, the job's done, everything's gone. The reality is that we remember every single thing in the world, but we do not remember death as much as we should remember. We do not remember death with every single breath that we take. We do not remember death with every single day that we have bestowed upon by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the problem is, especially with our elders, that we don't talk about it. We don't talk about death. We don't tell our loved ones, our own children, that, beta, when I die, this is how you need to bury me. This is how you need to fulfill my final rites. These are the things that you need to fulfill. This is how you need to fulfill all of these obligations and these pending things. This is how you need to return me back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't think about death. We don't remember death. And we certainly don't talk about death with our children. And what I've seen and observed in the last few weeks, and also in the last decade or so, those children who don't even remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when their families, when their loved ones pass away, they have no clue what to do and how to fulfill this most important final departure of their mother or their father, because they haven't remembered ki karna, ki ni karna. They're just all over the place. And this is the problem, that the world that we are in, and the shaitan and his objective, is all geared towards making us so busy that we forget that Allah is the one who gave us life, and Allah is the one who has also promised us death. That death is a reality, it is a fact that none of us can escape from, and every single one of us is returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with every single breath. Every single day, every single year in your life, you are only coming closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the problem is, with our youngsters, especially now in the world that we live in, they want to avoid the thought of death. And this is the way that the world is set up. They don't want to talk about death, they don't want to think about death, and they certainly do not want to prepare for death. In any fact, the reality is they're running away from death. But where will you go? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهْوًا وَلَعِبًا وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا. Those who took their religion as a distraction. What does it mean by a distraction? We're Muslims, Jummah to Jummah. We're Muslims from janazah to janazah. Those people that you see on their janazah for their own parents, you won't see them again for until somebody else passes away. You won't see certain people unless it's the next Jumu'ah. You won't see those same people until Ramadan comes again. You won't see those same people until Eid comes again. These people who have taken their religion as what? As a joke, as a distraction, as a pastime, and as amusement, and whom the worldly life has deluded them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that today, فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا, that today we will forget you the way that you forget that you are going to return back to us. That you forgot that you needed to prepare for your return back to Allah. You forgot to prepare your children. You forgot to remember death, which is a reality. So we remember death very, very little. Only when it's shoved into our faces and then we have to come to the masjid, then we see death. We're forced to see it. We're forced to deal with it as quickly as possible and just get rid of it. But we ignore it and its reality, and we push it far away as a distant probability that will perhaps occur in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. That no, indeed, the very death from which you flee, from which you avoid even approaching or remembering or preparing, that you run away. These people come to the janazah, you won't see them again in the masjid. They've buried their loved ones, you won't see them again in the masjid. You're running away. They're at the janazah, they're at the graveyard, and they run. Indeed, this death will meet you. Every single person has an appointment with death. And then you will be returned to the knower of the unseen and the witnessed, and he will inform you about that which you used to do. So you have to ask yourself, why do you not remember death? When it is a reality, it is part and parcel of the life, always is accompanied by death. Why do you not remember? You enjoy your life, why do you not prepare and enjoy your death and prepare for your death? And return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even informs the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّدُونَ ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَسِمُونَ. That even you, O my beloved Messenger, you are going to die. And they are also going to die as well. But how many of us sit with our children and say, Beta, I'm going to die, you're going to die. What have you prepared? What have I prepared? We go to the graveyard. We go with all of these things. This entourage, this procession and so many things. What actually stays with you? The only thing that stays with you in your grave are your good actions. Are your good a'mal. Your family will leave you, desert you. Your friends will leave you and desert you. Your wealth will leave you and desert you. The only thing that will stay with you are your good deeds. So why are you not preparing yourself and your children for that inevitable reality? But these people are those who are going to dispute on the day of Qiyamah. Why didn't you prepare? No, you didn't actually. You didn't even talk about it. You didn't even think about it. You just wanted to brush it under the carpet, which is one of the great achievements of the Pakistani and Indian nation. We love brushing things under the carpet and ignoring it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورِ. That, oh mankind, indeed the promise of your Lord is haqq. Allah is haqq. Jannat is haqq. Jahannam is haqq. And death is haqq. فَلَا تَغُرُّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرُّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغُرُورِ. So do not let the world delude you, distract you, deceive you, for you to forget the remembrance of death, for you to forget to prepare for your return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how many of us are sitting down, as I've mentioned, and how many of our children know the assets of our parents? How many of them know the debts of our parents? How many of them know how many things we have outstanding with our Lord? How many of them know that how we should be burying our loved ones? No. They put the memory of Pakistan like Jami. Why? Why are you teaching your son or your daughter to go against the Sharia? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took your soul here in this country. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching you? What is He informing you? The entire earth belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But do you think the earth in Pakistan is more blessed? You think you can go against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then uttimanu dafnami. Why? Do you have any knowledge whatsoever of the pain and the suffering that you will endure by delaying the janazah? By them sucking out all of your fluids from your body, by them cutting you open, and then stitching you back together, and then you traveling all the way, thousands of miles away, do you have the faintest of the clue? You don't even discuss these things. You don't discuss the Sharia. You think Sharia is a joke, we'll do a janazah here, fulfill the farzi kifaya, and then we'll do another janazah for the sake of it in Pakistan again. This is not a joke. Death is not a joke. We all need to be prepared for it, and we need to do it according to the Sharia. Soon as the death occurs, there should be no unnecessary delay in the ghusl. There should be no unnecessary delay in the kafan. There should be no unnecessary delay in the janazah. And from the janazah to the burial, no delay. We do the ghusl one day, we do the janazah 2 days later. Fulan ene, from London, from Manchester, from Europe. No, let's wait for them. No. This is what the Sharia permits. And when the scholars did write that you can delay it, what did they mean? What did they intend? Because at that time they didn't have aeroplanes, they didn't have cars, they didn't have all of these things. For the local people in the local area, for them to come and participate in the janazah and khalas, return the body, return the amana back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have made this into a joke. Death into a joke. Do you not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Do you not fear the day that you will return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So death is an undeniable fact. But many of us, most of us, ignore it. And we do not certainly prepare for it. And we do not even talk about it. Especially the buzurgs to their children. No, and the children don't have any clue about death. They just, when we get old, we'll deal with this situation. But realize this, when you die, your power, your wealth, your status, your beauty, your ambitions, your arrogance, whatever that you pursued in the dunya, all of that will fade away and nothing will matter when sakratul maut occurs. At that time, all you'll want to have are the good deeds, and you'll be desperate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon you. There are no second chances. There is no turning back. There is no last goodbyes. When your time comes, it comes and that's it, khalas. So why are you deluded and why are you not preparing every single day for your death the way the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to do, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with them both. He took him by the shoulder. Do you know when you take somebody and you hold them by the hand and you hold them by the shoulder, what are you teaching them? Something sincere, something important. And he took him by the shoulder and he said to him, be in this world as if you were a stranger or a traveler on a path. But we are not strangers in this dunya. We are so busy in our courtier, so busy in our luxuries, and so busy in accumulating all of the wealth and the pleasures of the dunya that we are part of the dunya. No, this is not what we have been created for. We are travelers. We are here to pass through the dunya. And if you reach the evening, do not expect to reach the morning. This is how the Sahaba lived their lives. That today I need to do as much as I can, perhaps in the morning I will not wake up. And if you reach the morning, then do not expect, look at the mindset, do not expect that you will reach the evening. But we plan for so much, 6 months, 1 year, 3 years, 5 year plans, and we do not even know anything about our death. If you reach the morning, do not expect the evening. Do everything that you can. Prepare for your return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Take from your health. before sickness and take from your life before death approaches you. But how many of us ever sit down on our individual level and just think about death? What have you done today? What if you were to die the next morning? We pray, what do you know if somebody will be praying over you in the next salah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran that يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي That individual will say, gosh, oh, I wish, Ya Allah, that I had sent something ahead, something good, I had done good and sent it forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when that death comes, everything ceases. But we are here planning for years and years, and evi karna, and you don't know that death is right beneath your feet. So although our loved ones may have gone and departed, and we go and we bury them, you should be grateful for the opportunity given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has given you a chance to remember Him, a chance to practice your deen, a chance to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a chance for you to prepare for your death, for your return back to Allah azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Ya ayyuha al-insan, إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِي That, O mankind, indeed you are laboring. What does that mean? You are going to be working. You've been struggling and striving continuously towards your Lord until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the problem is we don't strive and struggle to Allah. We go away from Allah. We strive and struggle to the dunya, for the dunya. But the reality is no matter what you do, we're all going to end up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask yourselves, do we really think that we are successful? We look at our cars, we look at our homes, we look at the lives that we've built up in our lives, and we think that we are safe, we are sound, we are protected. I have myself, in the last 2 weeks, and over the last 10 years, seen this decline in our community, in the Ummah, especially in the last 2 weeks. People are going to the graveyards and laughing on top of the graveyards, making jokes, checking out the football scores, and looking at the news and scrolling through and chit-chatting whilst right beneath their feet. There's Munkin and Nakir questioning that individual about how they live their lives. Two tenacious angels there. These people are completely deluded that even though they're supposed to be going to the graveyards for them to remember the hereafter, for their hearts to be softened, for that corrosion to be removed, for them to wake up and realize that this is their home, their abode, this is where they're going to be living for perhaps the next 100,000 years or a million years. What do they know? But they are just standing there wasting this time and opportunity and not reflecting on the reality, and they're return home unaffected. There used to be a time, wallahi, you will remember this, the Buzurgs, when somebody used to pass away, you used to feel like somebody from your own family has passed away. You used to come to the masjid, you used to go to their home, you used to lower your head, you didn't even used to talk, and you used to cry, and your heart used to be palpitating, your body used to be shaking, thinking about yourself and your own family members. We used to join the procession and be absolutely silent. We used to go to the graveyard and have tears in our eyes. Now people are coming to the masjid and all jahan bakwas, guftugu, worldly affairs are being talked about in the masjid. People are here at the front reading salah. People are shouting and talking and moja. People are going to the funeral like it's nothing, like it's just, oh, we need to do this. They are there at the graveyards and they have no khayal, no ihsas, no reality check. This is what is happening right now. It's not an imaginary idea. This is the reality. What I am seeing at graveyards over the last decade or so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about these so-called successful people in the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا. Shall we inform you of the greatest losers? These people who go in their flashy cars, don't want to get their shoes dirty, don't want to get their clothes dirty, and they stand to the side chatting whilst we are burying their own loved ones. You want to know about the greatest losers and their deeds? Those whose efforts are lost in the worldly life. They do everything for the dunya and the khalas, whilst they think they're doing well in their work. They think they're doing so well in their life, but these are the ones who disbelieve. What does it mean by disbelieve here? These are the people who are rejecting the reality, the truth, not remembering the haqiqah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, denying and ignoring the verses of their Lord and forgetting that they are going to remember and meet their Lord on the day of Qiyamah. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ Their deeds will become worthless, become like dust. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا They'll have absolutely no weight to their deeds, because they did everything for the dunya and they forgot they're going to meet their Lord. They just took everything as a joke. They didn't remember death the way that they should have remembered. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us again and again. We bury the dead, but the reality is that we are veiled from what is going on beneath our very feet. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often say, remember often the destroyer of all pleasures. What can destroy your pleasure? Your sexual appetite, your appetite of wealth, your appetite of fame and status and power. What can destroy all of these things? There's only one thing that can destroy it all, which is death. The remembrance of death, the remembrance of your reality, that you were created from a nutfa. خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُدْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ ثُمَّ إِنَّكَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لَمَيِّتُونَ You were created from this nothing substance, made into this and given life, but then you will be given death by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember this. It will keep you in check. It will keep you humble. It will keep you grounded. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest human being in all of creation, he used to read this dua. He used to remember death. He used to say, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min azabi jahannam wa min azabi al-qabr wa min fitnati al-mahyaya wa mamat. How many of us remember death like the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam? Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the punishment of the hellfire. We don't. We don't remember the hellfire. The kidasi. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the punishment of the grave. Do you have any clue the torment and the punishment of the grave? And the angels that are appointed there, and the scorpions and the snakes that will be inside there, and the window that will be opened from the fire of Jahannam, and the clothes of Jahannam that you'll be forced to wear. Do you have a clue? Ya Allah, protect me from the trials of life and from the trials of death. We're enjoying life. We don't even think about the trials of life. We don't even think about the trials of death. So Muslims, the reality is we are not heedless. We are not neglectful. We are not ignorant. We, true Muslims, we remember death at every given moment. We wake up in the morning and we say, Alhamdulillahi allazi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Ya Allah, thank you. You gave us life. You return life to us after you caused us to die. We are constantly remembering death. We go to sleep and we say, Bismika Allahumma amutu wa ahya. Ya Allah, in your name I live and in your name I die. We pray every salah and we know that this perhaps might be our last salah. True Muslims, this is how they live. Because death is an integral part of us. Every single day, it's not just once a month or once a year. No, every day we are preparing for death. And those who don't prepare are because they are ashamed, because they are sinful, they are drowning, and those people who are neglectful, and those who are arrogant. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And fear a day when you'll be returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُزْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again in the Quran is reminding us, waking us up, shaking us. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَسًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think we just made you for no reason, without any purpose? That we gave you life and we wouldn't cause you to die, and that you would not return back to your Almighty Lord? Of course, you shall. Indeed, we shall all return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Then why do we not remember? Why do we not prepare every single day? Why are we ignoring this reality? Why are we ignoring Allah Azza wa Jal? When that is the first question you'll be asking the grave, who is your Lord? I ignored him all my life. What way of life did you live? Oh, sometimes a Muslim, a seasonal Muslim, annual Muslim. Really? What did you used to say about this Prophet? I don't really know much. I know his name is Muhammad, that's about it. What do you think the angels will do to us in the grave? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Ya ayyuha al-insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem, allazi khalaqak, فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك. Oh mankind, who and what has deceived you from your most generous concerning Lord? We have deluded ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us again and again. So please, brothers and sisters, don't just wait for somebody to pass away for you to change your lifestyle. Every single day is a reminder from Allah Azza wa Jal that كُلُّ نَفْسٍ زَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. وَمَنْ حَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورَ. Every single one of you, me and you, we shall taste death. We will be given our compensation on the day of Qiyamah. And that person who is drawn away from the fire of hell by his actions and admitted into the gardens of paradise has indeed succeeded. Other than that, this dunya, مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاتُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورَ. So for Muslims, the gift to a believer, as the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam stated, the gift for a believer is death. It frees him from the shackles of the dunya. It returns him to his most generous Lord. For a Muslim, he loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jal loves to meet him. But those people who do not do good actions, they do not want to meet Allah azza wa jal. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to meet them as well. So man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allah liqa'a. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us. So hatta idha ja'a ahadahumul mawtu qala rabbi irji'un la'anni a'malu salihan fima tarak kalla. People on the day of Qiyamah will say, Ya Allah, we've seen the reality, let us return. Kalla, no, never. You've been given this reminder. Do not ignore death. Do not ignore the deaths that are around you. Do not ignore the deaths within your family. Do not ignore these reminders. Prepare yourselves every single day. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam said that who is the best believer? The one who has the best character, i.e. does the best things with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's abilities that He has bestowed upon him. And who is the most sagacious? Who is the most wise person? The one who is the most wise is the one who remembers death and prepares for it every single day. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and enable us all to prepare for our ultimate and inevitable return back to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wa qul qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Jazakumullahu khaira. Sorry for taking a few more time than normal.